The person leading economic development efforts in Hancock County is trying to get all of the county's communities working together, and he hopes to eventually expand that effort. Tri-State's Public Radio's Rich Egger reports.
It's been just a few months since Dustin Berg took over as executive director of the Hancock County Economic Development Corporation. He celebrated one of the organization's first successes with a ribbon-cutting ceremony at Nugget Web. The online retailer has a storefront on Main Street in Warsaw.
It's a couple of guys, a couple of brothers who already have some online businesses, a consumer protection agency for moving, and they have a lot of server space, and they've decided to kind of turn it into retail space for different small businesses.
What would they offer that would attract customers from outside the county?
Just different specific things. I mean, Nugget Web, they aren't the ones selling the products. They're allowing other retailers to use Nugget Web sites. And so just different things, whether it's, you know, you want your specialty woodworking, any kind of antique shops, any sort of things that people, you know, might go online looking for.
What role did you play in attracting the company here or helping them open up?
My main role has been kind of getting the word out, helping them promote. They do a great job of promoting themselves, and kind of working with them. You know, they're there to sell their product. They're there to say, hey, Nugget Web is good for e-commerce, and this is why you should go with Nugget Web. I was there to pretty much say to the county, this is why we need e-commerce in the first place. You know, and then a need is there, and then they're here to fulfill that need.
Can we talk about economic development in general in Hancock County? How difficult has it been to bring all these communities together to focus on a single goal of helping Hancock County?
Not as difficult as you'd think. We've hit the point where everybody's kind of realized that we need to work together. There's no way around this. A countywide effort is going to have to do it because no one town can stand alone. And so it's kind of one of those things of just making sure that everybody gets on the same page. They want to work together. They just don't. They don't know what the other communities are doing. And that I think is the biggest problem, is that you'll have one community that wants to do something, and they won't realize that another community is either A, already doing it, or B, overlapping or doing that sort of thing. And so it's good to kind of make sure that they get a chance to keep that dialogue.
It seems the population base in rural areas continues to shrink as more and more people go to larger urban areas. Mm-hmm. So what challenge does that pose for you as you try to convince small businesses to start up in Hancock County?
The challenge there is the idea of, you know, with fewer people, you have fewer taxes and then weaker infrastructure as far as roads and things like that. And so it kind of the transportation, you know, people worry about schools, which, I mean, considering the population, we have great schools. And so it's kind of one of those things of, beyond that, you know, it's those little amenities, the different coffee shops that people want, the different, you know, people want so many things at their fingertips. And you kind of have to say, well, you know, Hancock County, it's not right at your fingertips, but anything you could ever want or need is usually within about a half hour's drive. We've got Macomb, Quincy, Keokuk. Hancock County is perfectly situated to be a good bedroom community to all of those towns.
You mentioned those other communities. Now that you've sort of got most of the county on the same page and working together, do you also approach economic development from a larger regional point?
Yes, definitely. Regionalism is something we definitely have to think about. People sometimes want to complain, well, you know, Quincy gets a factory, how does that help us? Helps us a lot. There are a lot of people that work in Quincy or Keokuk, and that, you know, so when all those jobs come to the region, it helps us. It definitely helps us.
How so?
It helps us, it allows our people to gain employment there. Working in Quincy and living here is not unheard of, and, you know, working in Macomb. And so it's one of those things where we have people working outside the county and then living here, and so they're spending more money here, they're living here, they're paying the taxes here. And so that's one thing that definitely helps the county.
Dustin Berg is executive director of the Hancock County Economic Development Corporation. The corporation is a public and private partnership. Berg says 8 of the county's 9 largest communities have signed on. They each pay $1.41 per capita. The county also provides money, as do all of the banks in the county. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.